I don't know. These ladies here could tell you a lot more about how to cook cornbread than I can. But I can eat it.
Yeah.
More than the way you fix it. I like it.
Did you ever just mix it up maybe with part of the hog meat or something like that?
Yeah. I like it that way.
What would you call that?
I don't know, but you can just fry you some crisp bacon and crumble it up and put it in your meal and bake it in that cornbread, and it makes some fine cornbread, just as good as crackling.
Make scrapple, or do they ever call that scrapple?
I don't know what to call it. I just know how to fix it.
Yeah. Now, you told me your mother had a stove.
Yeah.
What would run from the up through the house, the top part of the house?
That's a flue up on the pipe like that.
Oh, I see.
Go to it.
I see. That's a, what, a stove? Call that a what pipe?
A stove pipe.
Oh, I see.
They took a piece of tin, rolled together, and made up.
Flue goes on up through the house?
Yeah, that's flue in that square thing there. But our flue was, back I remember, was, went right straight up. It was sitting on the joist in the kitchen.
Said y'all managed to keep warm enough, though, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Now,
I mean, that range had a big warmer up here. That pipe went right through it. It'd get it warm, and then it'd keep things warm a long time. Had doors on, so you close it up. Put your food in there. Close it up and be warm almost till supper.
What would you, when you go to sleep at night, what would you put over you usually? What did y'all have to put over?
We had comforts and blankets and sheets, just like we do today.
And it, would you have kind of a fancy top cover that went on the bed?
Yeah.
What'd you call that?
That's just a bedspread. Things like that. This, of course, the designs and they make altogether different now, maybe to what they did then, but they answered the same purpose. Might look different. I remember she had some made, I don't know whether she made them or how she got them. But there was different colors.
Mm-hmm.
Different parts of it would be different colors.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how to explain it. But kind of squares, you know. And this one would be one color, and the next one over it would be different.
Call that a quilt?
Yeah, it's quilt top, like a quilt top.
Mm-hmm.
But they'd use it for bedspread. They put a lining on it, fix it up, make a nice spread out of it.
Now, you put your head on what?
A head?
Yeah, when you
sleep. A pillow. She had feather beds and pillows.
Yeah, but did you ever have one of those pillows that would go
clear across?
Yeah.
No, she didn't believe, she didn't like those things. They're too hard.
Yeah,
it's called a bolster. But she didn't like them because they're too hard to make slips for and change them on.
Mm-hmm.
She liked the pillows like we got in.
Yeah. Now, when a guest came to visit or something, you might not have enough room for everybody to sleep, and somebody might have to sleep on a
floor.
Well, or a makeshift bed, you'd call that what?
Pallet. Yeah. We've had that happen lots of times.